AP News, I'm Ben Thomas.
The federal government has charged Donald Trump with 37 felony counts involving the mishandling of classified documents at his Florida estate.
Today, an indictment was unsealed.
Special Counsel Jack Smith laid out the allegations.
Charging Donald J. Trump with felony violations of our national security laws, as well as participating in a conspiracy to obstruct justice.
The government says Trump not just intentionally kept classified documents at Mar-a-Lago in areas ranging from a ballroom to a bathroom, but showed some to visitors, including a Pentagon battle plan and a military operation map, and then refused Justice Department demands to return the documents, enlisting aides to hide them.
We have one set of laws in this country, and they apply to everyone.
Smith says he wants a speedy trial in South Florida, where Trump is said to make a court appearance Tuesday. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he's quitting Parliament, this after receiving the results of an investigation by lawmakers over misleading statements he made to Parliament about breaching pandemic lockdown rules. Johnson accuses opponents of trying to drive him out and hinted he might try to return. On Wall Street, stocks closed up for the day and the week. The gains all less than 1%, but it's the fourth week in a row in what's now a bull market. And Norman Hall reports a panel of health advisors has given its full support to a drug for early treatment of Alzheimer's.
The FDA panel of outside advisors voted 6-0 that a large company study confirmed Leqembi's benefits for patients with mild or early Alzheimer's. The non-binding vote amounts to a recommendation for full approval. The FDA is scheduled to issue a final decision on the matter by July 6. The endorsement is a key step toward opening insurance coverage. Leqembi is priced at $26,500 per year.
This is AP News. The Stanley Cup Final is now a contest. Gethin Coolbaugh.
Carter Verhaeghe scored 4:27 into overtime to give the Florida Panthers a 3-2 win over the Vegas Golden Knights in Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final.
We're getting to net, taking pucks to net, and getting shots through, and I think that's kind of what did it, because two games in Vegas, we were kind of running around where we got back to how we play the game tonight a little bit.
Trailing 2-1 after two periods, Matthew Tkachuk scored with just under 3 minutes left in regulation to force overtime.
Nobody cares how we got here. You know, it's a 2-1 series. We came into this game just to win one game, and we did that, and we're going to do the exact same thing going into game four. Just win that one game.
Sergei Bobrovsky recorded 25 saves for Florida, which will attempt to tie the series at 2 games apiece when it hosts game four Saturday. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
More action in Miami tonight, this time the NBA Finals. The Denver Nuggets up on the Heat 2-1. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.